Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Aleph in Maseches Ksubis. Again, the next week and a half, Hashem, we'll have some subbing. Subbing Menachem will be giving some, and I think Michael will be giving some of the dafin. But Hashem, I'll be back a week from next Tuesday. Bez Hashem, I'll be back. I think that's about Ayin Gimel or so in Ksubis. I'm going for a couple of simchas to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we are up to the two dots on the fourth wide line on Samach Amabes. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. So we're still talking about the nursing issues. So Tanu Rabbanan, Harinashinasu la ben lahanik, Harizu lo tanik imo. If a woman gives a wet nurse, a fellow woman, of her son to nurse, so that other woman is not allowed to nurse with the baby that she was given, lo bana, her own son, velo ben chaverta, and not her friend's son, a different friend's son, because we're worried that all her milk is going to dry up. She's going to use it all for her son or other son. She won't be able to fulfill her responsibility that she created. Paska kima ocheles harbe. If she agreed to get paid a little bit, still she has to eat a lot in order to make sure she doesn't run out of milk. Lotochal imo dvarim haram lachalav. And she should not eat things that are bad for the milk. So those are the three statements of the Braisa. So the Gemara is going to talk about each one. The first one said that if she's given a child to nurse, so she can not let nurse with that child, her own child, and a different son, ben chaverta. So I asked the Gemara, Hasha bena amart lo, ben chaverta mi bai. If even her own son she can't nurse with this child that she was given, so surely her friend's child. So what's the chiddush? So ma'u detema bena hu dechayis ilave, mamsi leitvei. Her own son you're not allowed to nurse because her own son she'll give a lot of milk. So there's a real worry that she's going to run out. Ben chaverta ilav dahavile mosar lo avi mamsile. But her friend's son, you might think that she'll only do her friend's son if she has extra, and therefore there's not really anything to worry about. Kamash v'lan, still we don't want to get into any trouble. And if somebody accepts to nurse another child, then the entire milk production should be for that child. Next line of the Braisa said, Paska kim ocheles harbe. If she accepts to work for a certain amount of money, a little bit, so then she has to eat a lot, though, even because she has to make sure that the milk supply stays up. So mehecha, who pays for this? A lot of achila. Rav Sheshes Mishalah, her own money. Why? Because once she accepted to nurse for the lower price, so it must be that she wants the job so badly, and she's willing to eat a lot from her own, spend her own expenses, in order to have this job. And finally, the last line said, Lotochel imo dvarim haroim, that you shouldn't eat bad things for nursing. So, ma'ninu, what are they? A whole list. Amr of Kahana, Kagon, Kshos, V'chaziz, V'dagim, Ketanim. Different types of vegetables, spicy vegetables, Dagim, Ketanim, small fish. Small fish are not good for pregnant women. That's why he said that the mun did not taste like Dagim. Right? So that's why Dagim, Ketanim is not good. That's what some Achronim say. Zacharnu es Hadaga. The only thing that the mun didn't taste like. That's what they complain about. So, Chayna was Hadaga. We remember the fish that we had in Mitzrayim. Tafka, the one thing that the mun does not taste like. If you eat dum, if you eat dirt or clay. Abaya Amar, if you look Krava Chavusha, if you eat certain types of melons or squashes, Chavusha and quinces. Rapapa Amar, if you look Krava Kufra, even gourds and Kufra, Rashi says, are unripe dates. Ravashi Amar, if you look Kimcha Vaharsana, Kimcha, Rashi says, Kutach, it's the milky chametz stick of substance. Vaharsana and his fish brine. Uinayu paski chaba, minayu achri chaba. Some of these stop the milk, and some of these just make the milk putrid. So either way, these are things that the nursing woman should stay away from. Again, it's good advice. The Gemara gives good advice sometimes. We can relate this to our zman. You know, different foods are not good for nursing women. Okay, once we're talking about nursing women and intake, so the Gemara is going to have a list, which the latter few are going to be things that, you know, if you eat when you are pregnant, that will cause the children to be of a certain personality. If a woman is mishamesh, a man and a woman are together next to the mill, which is this loud, bumpy, you know, rumbling noise, that's going to cause children to, right, Rashi says, vlados shemis abros. It's always translated as epilepsy. Nechbi, children who have seizures. Again, maybe somehow the Gemara thinks is connected to the sounds and vibrations of during the Maisabiyah. The Misham Shal Ara Havil Hubane Shemute. If there's a Maisabiyah on the floor, so that'll produce Bnei Shemute. What is Shemute? Rashi says long necked children. Again, what does all this mean? So obviously there's a lot beneath the surface that we don't understand exactly how could a Maisabiyah affect, but we know that the Maisabiyah, the Kavanas of the Maisabiyah the Ramban talks about, are very important. So here too, even where the act takes place, it has to be done. Maybe the message in a proper private place. The darcha al dama dechamra, it says on the side, somebody tramples, somebody walks on donkey's blood. Havile b'nei girdane. Right, so they will have children. What does this mean? So the Mishnah Mikvetzah says the rest of the list is all about talking about a pregnant woman. So if a pregnant woman walks on donkey's blood, havali b'nei girdani, she's going to have children who are girdani. What are girdani? So Rashi gives two pshatim: either somebody who the bald, the hairs fall out of his head, or bal garav, somebody who has a lot of mumen, somebody who has a lot of bumps and scabs. That's b'nei girdani. To achla chardla. So again, you have to think about why dafka a donkey. But a donkey is the one tamei animal that has a peter chamor. Either way, that's what the Gemara says. Da'achla chardula havilo b'nei zilzalane. Somebody who eats mustard, he will have children. She will have children of b'nei zilzalane. Children who are famished all the time. Raftanin, hungry. Da'achla takli havilo b'nei dulfane. Somebody eats takli, another type of food. They will have b'nei dulfane. Children who cry a lot. Da'achla monine havilo b'nei metzitziyene. If you eat monine, Rashi says, small fish, then the children will be children who blink a lot. To achla gargushta, havila b'nei mechu'areif. So if a woman eats dirt when she's pregnant and clay, she will have ugly children. To shasya shichra, so now we get on to more neutral results. Havila b'nei uchmei, somebody drinks beer, woman drinks beer when she's pregnant. Let's say she has that taiva, said she will have dark children. Uchmei, we had uchmei before, dark or black. To achla bisser shasi chamra. Now we get to the good ones. But if a woman eats meat and drinks wine, havelubnei birye, she'll have healthy children. To achla bay havelubnei inane. If she eats eggs, she will have children with big eyes. To achla kavri havelubnei chinene. So if a woman eats fish, she will have children who are baalei chen. To achla karpasa. If a woman eats parsley, havelubnei ziftane, children who shine. To achla kuzbarta. If a woman eats coriander, havelubnei bisrane. What's bisrane? So it says on the side, ba'alei basar. Ba'alei basar, some large, good-sized people. Right, some of the Amoram are called ba'alei basar, as they couldn't turn over to say Kriya Shema sitting up. To achla esroga havilu b'nei rechane. She eats an esrog when she's pregnant. So then, I don't know if it counts as esrog jelly, but either way, she's b'nei rechane, she will have wonderfully smelling children. It's the Gemara. Gives these examples. Again, we don't know exactly what the message is of each of these, but the Gemara, a number of places, has these kind of lists. Badi d'shfer Malka achleba ima esroga. The daughter d'shfer Malka, her mother ate an esrog while she was pregnant. Vavi maski la lekamei avua bereish richni. And they brought her out in front of her father, as a very wonderfully smelling child. Okay, period. Amar Rafuna or Amar Papa, depending on the Gersa. Badak lon Rafuna bar Chinina. Rafuna bar Chinina tested us with the following question. Back to the issue of nursing. What if she says, I want to nurse my child? And he says, no, I don't want you to nurse my child. Meaning, and the assumption of the Gemara in those days was that if a woman was in a higher standard class of nobility, so that she would have a nurser. She wouldn't have to nurse the child. So the husband, they say, no, I don't want you to nurse the child. And she said, no, I want to. Shom in law, we listen to her. And she's able to nurse the child. Why? Tsa'ara didahu. It's her pain. What does her pain mean? Three pshatim in the Rishonim. Rashi says, if she does not get to express her milk, this is physical pain. And therefore, we listen to her, because if she does not nurse, it's going to be painful for her. So I'm asking Rashi, so let her express the milk some other way, not to the child. Either way, that's Rashi's pshat. It's painful for a woman not to nurse. The Rimigashi, the Shizu Bukubatzes, says, Tsar Dugufa just means more like, it's her tircha. This is her business. Nursing is her business, and Sarah Dida, the Iker is Dida. Right, butt out of this issue. This is her business. Halakas Neiris is her business. Right, in the kitchen, right, it's her job. No, whatever she decides goes. That's Sarah Dida. The Rambam has interesting shita. The Rambam says, no, Sarah Dida, if she doesn't nurse, it's an emotional pain. Because a woman has this desire to have this emotional connection to her child. So the Rambam says, if he says, I don't want my wife to nurse, Kadeshul Tisnavel, she won't be as enticing when she's nursing. Even if she has many maids, we listen to her. Rambam says that in Hilchas Ishas Perachaf Aleph. It's pain for her to separate from her son. Tsara, to separate from her. Okay, so that is if she says, I want to nurse, and he says, don't nurse. We listen to her. What about the opposite? Hu Omer Lahanik Yomer Shalalahanik. If he says, I want you to nurse, and she says, no, I'm from a sir, I don't want to nurse, you know, it's, I'll get Shvachos to nurse. So who do we listen to? So Mahu. So Kol Heichad Lav Urcha Shominla. So if it's not her family minhag to nurse, and she doesn't want to nurse, so obviously we listen to her. This is what she's used to. This is what she was assuming when she came into the marriage. And therefore, Shominla, we listen to her. She does not have to nurse. But what about the opposite? He Urcha. What if it is her family's custom to nurse? And she says, tough luck, I don't want to. But who love Urcha? It's not his family custom. So she's saying, I want to go like you. You know, all the other men hug if I go like you. So I want to do this one too. So my, right? We had the Gemara last week. Baser di day azlina, or baser di da azlina. So do you go by his minhag? And his minhag is not to nurse. And again, that was assumed to be a higher standard of living, not to have to nurse. Obasa di does lean on, or do you go after her and her family nursed, even though she doesn't want to? Upashitra le meha, and we learn it out from the following. We had this line earlier, one time. Ola imo veino yoredesimo. Whenever there's a question, not just about the minhagim, but about minhagim that have to do with different standards of society, so she always goes up. If she was in a higher level of society before she got married, so you go by that standard. If he does, then she goes by his standard. She always wins. Ola imo ve'enu yoredesimo. We always go by his standard, the higher standard. And therefore here, the higher standard is by him, that his family did not nurse. And therefore she could say, I don't want to nurse. Amar Afuna Maikra, what's the source of that halacha of ola imo ve'enu yoredesimo? Vihi bu'ulas ba'al. Vihi bu'ulas ba'al. What is that pasuk by? Hashem telling Avimelech, don't touch Sarah. V'hi be'ulas ba'al. Ba'al liyasu shal ba'al, v'lo be'yiridasu shal ba'al. You go by the going up of the ba'al, be'ulas ba'al, and not the yiridasu shal ba'al. Because the Torah could have said, v'hi eishas ish. What is be'ulas ba'al? So we darshin, it's ola imo ve'eno yiradis imo. That's one pasuk. Let's just do the other one first. Rabbi Elazar, omer me'hacha. Ki hi haisa eim kol chai. Chava was given to Adam. She was the mother of all life. Eim kol chai. So he darshan lachayim nitna v'lo tsar nitna. She was given lachayim for life. When a husband and wife come together, she should have chayim and life and not pain. And if she has to go down in stature, so then that will be painful. And therefore, we say that she goes up. If it's the urcha of both families, and she said, I don't want to, then we would force her. Then we would force her. If it's his family and her family, and then she doesn't want to, then we would force. That's what it sounds like. There's a, what, Lamay Nafkamina, yeah? Sarah Dida, Rashi says, not to nurse. Not to nurse, but this is to nurse. Right, sorry, but she can be mochel. She's mochel on the Tsar, according to Rashi. If she says, I don't want to, then she's being mochelis on the Tsar. Machalas on the Sar. Lamai nafkamina between these two psukim. Is there any nafkamina between what pasuk you say is Pu'ulas Oshabao, Vlobi Yiras Oshabao? So I saw the Birei Adafi here quotes Achronim, two nafkaminas between the psukim. Number one, what about, is there Ola Imo Ben Yeredesimo after he dies? After, Imla Achamisa. So if you say we had this earlier about Kvura, let's regarding Hilchas Kvura. There's a certain stature of Levaya that one family has that the other family has. So if you go by Eim Kol Chai, it has to do with L'chayim Nitra, so then it would not apply after Misa. But if you say it's the other pasuk of V'hibu Lasso Shabbat, V'hibu Lasbao, so then L'chor would apply even La'achar Misa. The other Afkirita works the other way. What about, does it apply after Chuppah before Bia? Nichnas L'chuppah V'lo Nivala. So it's the opposite case. That there is no B'u Lasbao, but there is L'chayim Nitra V'lo Litzar. Okay, the Achronim here deal with, let's talk about two things. First, the first pasuk, then the second pasuk. Vibul Asbal. Why in the world is the remez for this halacha by Avimelech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem said to Avimelech, Ola imo veni yoredes imo. So again, you could always say, oh, we just pick up at a drasha out of left field that it doesn't have anything to do with it. But the Marsha says, no. The point is that Avimelech wanted to take her as a shivcha. So that's why Hashem said, no, you can't take her as a shivcha. She's Vibulas Bab. She's a higher. Ola imo veni yoredesimo. She's not going down. She's used to where she comes from. She's royalty. So the Marsha says, he's warning her. That's what the Marsha suggests. The Pnei Yeshua has another idea. The Pnei Yeshua asks, says in general, he says, Yishlo Tamua. He says, Vadai Hasam Shaycha. The Balav Hachi, he says, what is Hashem says to Avimelech? You're deserving to die. What does Hashem say? Hidcha Mesa Leisha Shalokachta. Why? Hashem knew he didn't touch her. He knew that he didn't touch her. So for Yemes, it sounds like for the pasuk that really he's chayav misa. But why is he chayav misa? He didn't end up touching her. So it explains the Pnei Yeshua because it's really gezel, right? In gezel of a ben Noach, chayimisa, right? Shavu Prus chayimisa. So this is a stealing of a person. It's even worse. So this is an issue of gezel. But you know what Avimelech is really being toyed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I don't deserve it because what Avram Avinu gave her to me. And he knew, he had nevuah that I wasn't going to touch her because what did he do? He gave her to willingly. He willingly gave her. He says, say you're my sister because he's going to take you. So he got a news. It was kind of willing, says the Pnei Yehoshua. So says Avimelech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, behind the scenes, this conversation takes place. So how can you fault me? Why am I chaymes? Mitzad Avraham, he knew he was an avi. He knew I wasn't going to touch her. Like you say later on, he knows he's going to daven for you. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, that's Olei Mavani Yezimo. That's just because he knew up that. But Olei Mavani Yezimo means someone that Avraham Avinu was willing to lower her and to let her be in your rishus. But really, she's a royalty. She shouldn't be anywhere near you. And therefore, Ola Imo, you always go by the higher ones. Avimelech, you can't have that taina that Avraham Avinu was willing to lower her to be given to you. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua suggests, what the connection is to Avimelech. And then at the end he says, and then I saw the Marsha ask this question, and he gives a different answer. But Pnei Yeshua asked that question on his own. Okay, one of the few times that the Pnei Yeshua does not, right, the Pnei Yeshua, as we know, 90% of the Sefer is defending Rashi from Tosfos Kashas. That's what he writes in the Hakdama to his Sefer. He writes that it was a terrible Teller of fire, and he lost some of his family members, and he's lying there under the burning log. And he writes that he made a nether to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if Hashem gets me out of here, I'll dedicate my life to defending Rashi from Tosfos Kashas. That's what he made a nether. He said, my grandfather, the beginning of Shlomo, started it. He only did a little bit. I'll defend my life. I'll spend the rest of my life doing that. The very next second, the piece of wood got taken off, and he got saved. And that's why, Baruch Hashem, we have the Pnei Yehoshua. Okay, so he writes in his Zakdam. Okay, here we go. So that's the first pasuk of Hibul Lasbal. What about the second pasuk of Eim Kol Chai? So we dash on L'chaim Nitzna V'lo L'tzar. The pasuk there says, we call her Chava because she is Eim Kol Chai. So the Mefarshim deal with, how do you read that pasuk? What is Chava and Eim Kol Chai? So Rashi there says, what does it mean? Chava is like Lashon Chaya. Shem Mechaya es Vadoseha. What is Chava? It's for the word Chaya. You could Yud and the Vav, the similar letters. She's Mechaya her Vlados. The Radak has a little different shot. He says Chava is from is Chaya. So what is it? Yitachin Lafari says the Radak. We have the Radak on Sefer Brachos. Ki Acher Sha'achlo Me'etz Hadas. You have to note, as the Mefarshim note, she was only called Chava after the Etz Hadas story. Originally, she's called Isha, and then something. Then she's called Chava. So the Mefarshim talk about why she's not called Chava originally. She's only called Chava after they get thrown out of Gan Eden. So says the Radak, after they ate from the Eis Hadas, Karol Azeh Hashem, Lefi Shebachilas HaPriyahu Nischat Shalahem Tavas HaMishagel V'yedu SheYolidu. Now they know that they're going to be involved more. They have a taiva for the Mishaga, for the physical relationship between the husband and the wife. So now you call her Eim Kol Chai, because now you can see that she's going to be the mother of many children, because she's going to be involved in this act, because she has a taiva for it. The Meshech Chachma also deals with what happened, what was the change before from Isha to Chava. You can look at the Meshech Chachma and the Arachayim, but just to quote you, Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch says, what changed? So you would think, says Rav Hirsch, that Adam and Chava, and they were in a certain sense on a lower level after they got thrown out of Gan Eden. Right, that's it. You're finished. You're cursed. You have all these curses, and you are lowered. But Rav Hirsch says, even though they were lowered, the woman was not lowered as much as man was lowered. Even though it doesn't seem that way from the punishments, says Rav Hirsch in the English translation. There, he named his wife the life giver. Individuals die, mankind lives, and it is through woman that man lives on in his children. Adam could well have railed at his wife for the loss of paradise, and he calls her by the loveliest calling of the woman, your mother. Right, mother means a power that father, an individual finishes. Man had been allotted renunciation. Woman had been allotted renunciation, but the purpose for which woman had been given renunciation was the higher. She had become the savior from death, the dispenser of life. Even though she was cursed because she was brought death to the world, but she was then given the power of life. That's Chava. Chaya Eim Kol Chai. That is a very lofty ideal and job right now that she was given. Reminds me of the... There's a minhag quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. Many don't have this minhag, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that the first Shabbos after a woman has a baby, a yoledes, the husband lights the candles. So you might say it's because she's in the hospital, she can't, and she's a asuk. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes this minhag. So where does this minhag come from? So various reasons given. So I like the reason, the bare motion. The Debesina Rebbe gives a reason. He says there are two reasons given in the tour why women light candles in the first place. Men and women have the same obligation to light candles. Why do women get the candles? So the tour quotes either... According to the Rambam, they're oskos b'tzarchei abayis. Anything that has to do with the house, she does. And these candles have to do with the house. So therefore, we give it to her. And number two is because she extinguished the light of the world, Adam, so she has to add light to the world every week. So that's why the woman has it's the custom for her to fulfill the schiyah, that it's the man's schiyah also. But it's really in her domain. So said the Bar Moshe, after a week when she brought such light into the world, she had a baby, so then that's where it comes. She doesn't have to do the candles anymore. She already was already misaking the chay for this week. So that's why it reverts back to the husband, and the husband can light the candles. Again, not everybody has this minhag. You know, this is just explaining the minhag that is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. But if somebody does not have the minhag, so it's still in Lumdus, you can talk about the minhag. And the woman can light the candles if she would like. Two dots, says the Gemara. So the Mishnah had said back on Nuntes that if she brings in one shifcha, so some of the malachis are taken away from her, but the rest she has to do. So he asked the Gemara, Hashara Avda, V'temalei. What do you mean? But the rest of the malachis she has to do? But why can't she say to the husband, Hey, you brought in a shifcha, this shifcha is going to take my place, just like I was able and had to do all the malachis. So this woman, one should take my place, and therefore there's no malachis that I have to do. So said the Gemara, no, Mishim to Amar La, middle of Samach Aleph and Aleph. No, because he could say to her, Hatarcha l'didi l'dida, this new shifcha is going to be Tarei. Now there's three people here, right? So this shifcha is going to take care of me and her. But what about you, right? Kamai didach mantarach. So therefore, it's still not enough. It's not an exact substitute. Shtayim, the Mishnah said, if she brings in two shvachos, enam b'vashelas v'enam minikas b'na. More of the malachas are taken away. So hashara avda. Again, we're medayik, but the rest would be she have to do. So Vatemale, so here, why can't she say the following? You brought in another woman, one other woman, the Tarchal Dilu Didab, one will work for me and her, the Khadil Dakhla Dida, and the other one will work for you and her. Meaning so now I shouldn't have to do anything. So Gemara says, no, Mishum da Amar La, Kamiorchi Parchi Mantarach. But what about the guests? What about the guests? What do you mean the guests? Rashi quotes that once people here, travelers here, that there are a lot of maids in a certain house, they're not going to be bashful in terms of going there to stay. Oh, could we stay? Oh, I heard, right, they know that. So the more people there are, the more maids working there, the more guests there are going to be. So you're right, you brought in another shifcha, but now there's going to be more people in the house to take care of. And therefore, that's your responsibility. That's what the Ritva here says, Beferish. You see from here, the husband can invite the guests, and it's the woman's responsibility to help out. Right, it's her responsibility to be the Akeres Habayis. But once there are three, so then, again, she gets out of some of the malachas and not all of them. Hashara avda, the rest she does. So here she can say, I brought in two to be Torah for me, you, and her, and the other one could work on the guests. So the guys, no. That's going to be tons of guests because there are so many maids here. So then you can say, even when she brings in four shvachas, or what did the Mishnah say by four? She sits in an armchair and relaxes. She does nothing. So the Gemara says, no. There's a law of diminishing that once you bring in four, so then they can take care of all the guests. Once you get to a certain, get over a certain hump, so then she could say that they can take care of everything. Amr of Chana v'itema Rav Shmuel bar Chanachmeni lo achrisa lo mamish. Even if she didn't bring in all these guests, these halachas apply. Elakiva the shiru uyalachas. Even if she's brings in the money to hire all these guests, avav shelo achrisa. Even if she didn't hire them, still it's as if she didn't. She doesn't have to do the work. Tana, the Braisa also says echash achrisa lo echash simsalo mishala. It applies whether she brought in this money or she was mitsamse mishala. What does that mean? Tosa says two days. Either she saved up, and now she has enough money to hire the shvachos, or the second gears of Tosfos is that he was rich. So just like Oleim of any Redesimo, so again, she would not have to do those malachas. Fine. Next, Arba Yeshevas Bekatadra. Four shvachas brought in, she sits in an armchair, no malachas. Three statements in the name of the same person. Number one. Even though it says that a woman who brings in four shvachas just sits in an armchair, aval, but there are certain acts of love that reflect chiba to the husband, and that she has to do no matter what. Pour him a cup of wine. Make his bed. Poskim say it doesn't mean make his bed, because that's a davar shel torach. It means kind of like fluff the pillows and pull the blanket down. A davar shel chiba, that's what it's something to do with the bed. Umachezel upon the other raglav and help him wash. In those days, that was a davar shel chiba. Nowadays, we take private showers, but at least in those days, washing his hands and feet and face was a davar shel chiba. Rashi quotes that these are eitzatovas. Rabbi Chanan says, Rashi is bothered. Why does she say that? Rashi must be bothered. Why aren't these in the Mishnah earlier? What's the difference between these and those? Why are these in the Mishnah? So that's where Bachar says, Rashi explains, the earlier ones are obligatory. These are good aces if you want to keep a healthy relationship. If you want to keep a healthy relationship, you know, Dvarim Shel Chiba are, you know, we support them. We support them, and therefore they should be done. Rabbi Chanan points out that Tosfos on the next daf on Samach Gimel seems to say that they're obligatory. That they're obligatory. Because they are included in the concept of Moredes. Okay, number two statement of this Amora. All malachas that a woman does for her husband, a nida could also do for her husband. Chutz, except for these malachas. Because these are Dvarim Shel Chiba, and we don't want to do Dvarim Shel Chiba during the time when she is a nida. But then the Gemara limits it. The only time when it's usher is if he is there. But if he's not there, then it's not a problem to work on his bed. Period. That's number two. Generally, besides these Dvarim Shel Chiba, a Yanida could do everything else for her husband in the normal way, which we'll see some exceptions to that in a minute. Mizika Zakos, it states that a woman cannot pour the kos for her husband. What about the other way? Remind me, we'll talk about it. Could the husband pour a kos for his wife? Shmuel Machafale Debisu Biyata Desmala. When Shmuel's wife gave him a kos, she gave it to him with a shinui in her left hand. Most poskim say it wasn't actually given to him, it was put down in front of him, as we'll talk about in a minute, with her left hand. He did some type of shinui during the time when she was in Ida to differentiate. Abaya Manchalei Apuma Dekuba, Abaya, his wife, put it down on the top of the barrel. Rav Abishadia, Rav on the pillow. Rav Papa Ashar Shifa, Rav Papa's wife, put it on the bench. Either way, there was some type of shinui done when the kos was given from wife to husband. Okay, a number of points to talk about over here. So first of all, whatever the Isser is, as we'll talk about, is it giving, is it specifically by wine? Rashi quotes, when is this Isser? Rashi all the way up top, in the middle, across from Breishas Chaf, B'yemei Libuna. B'yemei Libuna, what does that mean? During her days of white, during her Shivanakiyim. Rashi seems to say during her Shivanakiyim, and all the posts ask, what do you mean, during her Shivanakiyim? What about when she was a nida before she started counting the Shivan Akiyam? You know, what do you mean? During Shivan Akiyam this was done? So Tosfos says this a number of times in Shas, Umasha Pire, second half of the Tosfos Michlefa. That which Rashi says was Mei Libuna, Demashma Shish Lahakel Mei Libuna Mimei Nidusa, which is Mashma that here it was done by Shinoi, but Mei Nida, you know, you couldn't even do this. Is there any difference during Shivan Akiyam and beforehand, asks Tosfos? Tosfos says, no, there's no difference whether she started counting her Shivan Akiyam yet or not. So what's Rashi talking about? Tosfos says, you know what, it must be. In those days, there was a minhag that after the days of Nida Deoraisa, which are 7 days from the time that the flow starts, no matter what, there was a minhag for the woman to go to the mikvah. So at least on a Deoraisa level, she was Tahar. Even though they had a count afterwards, because we assume every woman has the status of a Zava Gadola, who requires 7 clean days, from when the flow, after 5 days, we paskin. But either way, says Tosfos, that's why Rashi says Lemei Libuna. In those days, Lemei Libuna was more Lahakel, because there was no more need to Daraisa. That's what Tosfos says. Nira, the end of Tosfos. If the flow stopped after 7 days from the beginning of the flow, they went to the mikvah, even if they didn't have Shivan Akiyam yet. Because that was the Din Daraisa, that must have been their minog. But says Tosfos, obviously, Bizman Azeh, we do not have that minog, and therefore there is no Lemaisa difference between Shivan Akiyam and the days before Shivan Akiyam. That is Tosfos, that's what all Mefarshim says, so the Ritva here says also. But I found there's an amazing Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, you have to understand what Rashi's talking about. Says Rabbi Yaakov at the end of Parshas Vayetze, what's the end of Parshas Vayetze? Right, where Rachel's sitting on the trophim in the tent, she says, Ki derech nashim li. She says to her father, you know, I can't get up, I'm sorry. Derech nashim li. So Rashi quotes, I can't get close to you, I can't get up from here. Shelo tidroch ata afaraglai. So, because I don't want you to step on my dust. Vehu hechrish. And Lavan, Pazaz didn't say a word, and he just left. So the Ramban expands on that Rashi, that in those days, Anida had her own tent. They felt Anida was full of tumma. They didn't walk on her ground. They didn't talk to her. That's what Lavan doesn't say a word. Lavan doesn't say a word to his daughter. You're a liar. I believe you. Okay, nothing. It says hecherish. Not a word. So the Ramban expands that in those days, when a woman was Anida, she went out. She went out to a different house. That's even when the Ethiopians came to Eretz Yisrael, they had a custom, and many of them, that during the time of Nida, she went to another house, went to another tent, not a house, tent. But so that's what they brought that minog. So says Rabbi Yaakov, based on this Ramban and this Rashi, I understand our Gemara. He quotes our Gemara and he quotes Rashi, and everybody says, Tama on Rashi. Lamei buna. He says, no! Hafla fella. The Mashakad, the Rashi, Lamei buna. That doesn't mean min hadin. But if you may need dusa, it's not Lamaisa, because she's not there. She's not there. Only bimei libuna, bimei nida. She's in another tent. You're not going to come to, you don't need these halachas. She's adding, she's not even close here. But here, she's not going to bring food. So maybe buna is because then she's back in the house. Then she's back in the house. So lamaisa, that's why Rashi says it. Perak lamed aleph, pasuk lamed hey. Again, this relates to also about Anita looking at a Torah. The poskim quote that. Is there any issue with that? So many poskim are makeup as manazeh, even though it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, because again, it's a different, we have a different approach to what nida, what the, how to treat and how to deal with an isha nida. Yeah. Oh, so the poskim, the Gemara does not mention, unless this is kind of serving. The Gemara does not mention serving, right? We know that in the Shulchan Aruch, serving, there is supposed to be a shinui between how the service of each other, there's supposed to be some type of shinui. Obviously, besides if they sit together, they have to have a heker between them, but the service has to be different. But here, it's an expansion of this. The Taz of the Shach and Kuf Tzad Akei in Yeredeya, they talk about serving. But the other big issue on this sugya is Hoshata, famous Rashi. Quoted in Tosis. You know, this is not in the Rashi, in our Rashi. Rashi quoted the beginning of that Tosis Michlefa. Tosis quotes the Machzor Vitri, who quotes Rav Shmaya, that he heard that Rashi was Machbid not to pass things. That halacha. Hoshata miyado liyado. What if without touching, husband and wife, are they allowed to pass things to each other? So we know no. We know that's not allowed. Even without touching. So where does that come from? It comes from Rashi. It comes from Minog Rashi, that Rashi says Hoshata is Asr. So there are some poskim that say only Hoshata of wine. That's the context of our Gemara. But we pass it in the Shulchan Aruch. Clearly, it's not just wine. It's any type of passing. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Tzadikei Beis, Lo Yiga Ba'afila Esmaktana. You can't touch her even with a little finger. V'lo Yoshin Miyada Liyada Shundavar. And you can't pass anything to her. V'lo Yikableno Miyada. And you can't accept anything from her. You can't even throw the Ramai ads. The Pesachei Tshuva says, even if it's something long, even if it's a long something, you still can't, and an extension of this carrying something together, it's all an extension. So where does this Hoshata come from? So the Pashtus is, says the Shidim Kubetzes, is Chashash Negiyah. When you pass something, there's a worry that you might come to touch. But Shidim Kubetzes also has another line, which is also helpful in understanding this, and that is, no, when you pass something, there is a chibur between those two people. Not forgetting Chashash, what are you going to say? If you pass a 10-foot pole, there's a Chashash Negiyah, you might say low plug. But he says, no, deeper point. There's a connection. When you're both holding something, there's a connection between the two. And that's what Chazal wanted to break up. They wanted to be mafkia, any connection between the, in this case. Okay. So we noted that this case talks about what the wife does to the husband. What about the husband to the wife? So the halacha is also in Shulchan Aruch. The husband is not allowed to send his wife a koshel bracha. Even a koshel bracha, which is a mitzvah. But husband's not supposed to pour wine or send wine to his wife. Other drinks, discussion in the postgame. It's better just water. It's better just water. Other drinks are to pour for the husband, to pour for the wife. B'shas nidusa, it's really better not to. So the big kasha is, what do you do by Kiddush? What do you do by Kiddush? So two very simple options that, they talk about, what am I going to do? I have guests. Two very simple options. The father, the husband, drinks the wine and puts it down in front of him. Or he pours into the little cups in front of him. Then she could come and take it, he's not passing anything to her. He didn't designate anything for her, so that's the real issue. Is the Isser is designating and sending her a cup of wine? But if you're sending five little cups of wine, you're not designating anything. Or the other option is he should drink it, put it down in front of him, and she could come and take the kos. So it's also he didn't send her anything; she took it. So either of those options are fine and would be able, and you could always do that, right? There's no issue of anybody knowing. Obviously, we try to keep Nida as private as possible. So those are two very simple options. Okay, let us continue. Pouring Yisodos in Hilchas Nida. Yeah. Can't pour into her cup? No. Can't pour into her cup. Next. Amar Yisamar Hanani Amar Avuna. Third statement of this Amora. Hakol Mashin B'fnei HaShamish. Chush B'basav HaYayin. If the waiter is serving, you don't have to give him before you, except for meat and wine. Why? Because that's dangerous. If he doesn't get meat and wine, as we'll see, it's dangerous for him. Amar Avchista Basar Shamin V'Yayin Yashin. Only fatty meat and old wine. Amar Rava Basar Shamin Kol Hashana. Fatty meat the whole year. Kula Yayin Yashin V'Tekufas Tamas. Only old wine in the summer when he's really thirsty, So that's when you have to give it to him. All right, about the Khalifa of Kimna came to Mar Shmuel. I was in front of Mar Shmuel. Vaisi lay tafshila da arde. They brought me a plate of mushrooms. Vilav di avi li is tachni. If he wouldn't have given me some before he ate, I would have been gotten in sakana. Amar of Ashi, Avikimna came to Rav Kahana. Vaisi lay gargalidi delifta. That was in front of Rav Kahana, and they brought him slices of turnips, bachala in vinegar. Vilav di avi li is tachni. If they wouldn't have given me, I would have been in sakana. It's amazing. We're talking about Amoraim here. Gedolei Amoraim, and like, he would have gotten sakana if he didn't get the mushrooms. A little difficult to understand, but they're trying to emphasize a point. Rav Papa Amar Afilu Timrasa da Hanunisa. Even sweet smelling, nice smelling dates. Call the Milsa. Call Islay Recha v'Islay Kiyua. Anything that has a nice smell and a Kiyua, a little bite on the after you taste it. It's a little tart. So those are things that make put somebody in sakana if they don't eat it when they have it. Avu bar ihi uminyamin bar ihi, chad savi mi kol mina v'mina, v'chad savi mi chad mina. One gave the waiter from every course, one gave the waiter from one course, you know, and that should be enough. Mar mishay elio bahadei, umar lo mishay elio bahadei. The one who gave from every course was wont to speak to Elio Hanavi. Elio Hanavi always showed up at his doorstep, and the other one did not. That's the marsha. Elio Hanavi comes because you give your waiter food? That's all you got to do? That's a one-way ticket to Elio Hanavi, because you serve your waiter from every course. So he says, no, maybe the point is, we read in Navi the story where Elio Hanavi fasted for so long. So this whole halacha of having to feed somebody before you eat is magdil that nace. Even for 5 minutes, a person can't go. So the more you give, the more you're emphasizing this halacha. So that's why Elio Hanavi comes, because it's magdil and ace and Navi that he fasted for so long. That's what the Marsha suggests. The Ian Yaakov says it's just Rachmanis. The more Rachmanis you have, the more Elio Hanavi will show up at your doorstep. Hanu Tartin Chasidi Vamilei Rav Mari Rav Pinchas. Two great rabbis, Bnei Rav Chizda. Both sons of Rav Chizda. Mar Kadim Safi, Mar Ma'acher Safi. One did it early, fed the waiter early. One fed the waiter late. To Kadim Safi, Elio Mishoy Ba'adei. To Ma'acher Safi, Elio Mishoy Elio Ba'adei. Again, the one who fed early got merited seeing Elio Hanavi. Amemer Umar Zutra V'Ravashi Havikol Yasvi Apischa Debe Azgur Malka. They were sitting, Amir Marzitra was and Rav Ashi, were all sitting at the doorway of the king, of the Azgur Malka. Azil, I'm sorry, Khalifa Azil Atur Nugad Malka. It's either the waiter or the one who took care of the food of the king walked by with a succulent tray of food. Chazya Rav Ashi, the Marzutra, Rav Ashi looks at his friend Marzutra, the Chivar Ape, he's turned white. Turned white, obviously, in Sakana from the smell of the food. Shokal is Baosei. What did he do? As the waiter was walking by, he stuck his fingers into the meat. He took a piece of meat and put it on the mouth of his friend. So Amalef, Satul Zazamalka, they said to him, you just ruined the king's lunch. Put your fingers into the food? How could you do that? Amalef, meanwhile, so the waiter left and the other people there said, Amayatevetachi, why'd you do that? Amalehu, so he didn't want to say my friend was in Sakana. So he said, Manda Avil Hachi, Pazal Akab Demalka. Whoever's bringing this food to the king is terrible. Doing a terrible thing. Amai, why? What's the big deal? It was great food. Armaluhu, no, Dover Acher Chazai Boy. I saw a Dover Acher in it. What's a Dover Acher? Rashi says, a leprous pig. Right? Chazer that had saras. You know, that was where this meat came from. So, Batka Velashkechu, they went to the kitchen, they checked it out, they didn't find any leprous pig. Shogal Espase, Anachalai. So, Rashi explains, he took the chef's finger and put it on a piece of meat. Try that one. Amalu, Hachamid Batkisu, you check this one out. Badku, Ashkechu, they found out in Taka, it was from a leprous pig. Amrle Rabbanan, my time is Samachla Niso. How do you were so much on the Nase? How do you know that? You obviously didn't know. So Amrlehu, no, Chazi Ruach Tsaras, the Kaparchi Love. I looked at my friend Marzutra and saw a Ruach Tsaras on top of him. So I knew that's what it wasn't an ace. Or I knew either it wasn't an ace, it was really true, or I knew that's what I'm being told to say over. To be towing when people ask me.
So
ask the Marsha, Behemten shall tzaddikim. The animals of tzaddikim aren't, don't trip up. Right? So how can you say he ate not kosher? So the Marsha says, no, it was just put at his mouth. What does it say? Anachla bapume. He tasted it. Toemes. Toemes is not like achila. The Rambam paskins you don't have to make a brach on toemes. We don't paskin that way. But either way, toemes is not like achila, and so maybe you can be nichshal in a te'ima, even though you're not nichshal in an achila. So I just mentioned the other question out there, so that you asked me yesterday, this week's parasha, why did Eliezer have to muzzle his animals? Right? Behemtet shal tzadikim. Right? Don't steal. So you might say, in some chanel anais, thinking about it, look, achila, you can't rely on that, even though b'di'evid, you say, my animal's not going to eat without trumas and maestros. Okay. Weiter. Let's continue. Hahu Roma the ha amrlah la hayitsa mitzvisli. A Roman went over to a woman and said, "Marry me." Amrlah lo, sorry, not interested. Azal icy rimni. He said, "Okay." He brought a pomegranate. Polly started peeling it in front of her. Yachal kama started eating it in front of her. Called Maya the tsarola balate, and her mouth was watering, and she kept swallowing her own saliva, which had that desire in it. Where are we? And he didn't give her any, even until adizogla. Literally, means that she became see-through. It means she became so bloated from all the saliva that she was swallowing that she became like see-through. If I cure you, will you marry me? She said, okay, fine, just get me out of the situation. Azal I see rimni polis. He started doing it again. V'yachal kama, I said, eating in front of her. Amrla, interesting. The same thing is going to be the cure. It's like the Ramban says by the Nachash and Nachoshes. They got bitten by the snake, but if they look at the snake, it's going to cure them. So he started eating it. So Amrla, komai desara lacha tuf shadai. Whenever you have that saliva, spit it out. So finally, she kept spitting it out until it came out of her. Kihutsa yarkai, a large green stalk. V'istis, and she was healed. Wonderful. Rebbe Yashiv talks about, is this a Kiddushin Balkarcha? Right? Kiddushin has to be Bertzona. She was in Ba'ones. Okay, a deal that she couldn't refuse. So he discusses that, why it was not. It says a Roman, so Lav Davke was Jewish. Right, so you might say, maybe he wasn't Jewish, so it doesn't make a difference. Ba'osev Etzemer might just be a story about the dangers of not eating when it's in front of you. Ba'osev Etzemer, so one of the malachas is that she has to work with wool. Etzemer in Bepishtim Lo. Only Tzemer and not Pishtim and not with flax? The mission must be like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, the husband cannot force his wife to work for his father or son. Even though the poskim say, we said earlier, she has to work for all the guests, but the father and son don't live there. So it's beyond. If they live there, then fine. Everybody who's samach al shulchana. But if they're not there, no, it's tough. It's only stuff shivudim to him. For lo litin tam levnei behemta, and she is not forced to put straw in front of his behemas. Alakofa litin tam levnei bakro. But you do force her to put tam in front of bakar. Difficult Rashi. We're not going to go into now. What's the difference between behema and bakar? There's more of a chash of taiva when it comes to the behema and not the bakar, and therefore she does not have. We take more precautions by the behema. Therefore, she does not have to work to go to give tevin to the behema. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Avin Akov Alasas BePishton. Also, she does not have to work with flax. If you work with flax, you have to like use your saliva in order to keep it straight, so it causes the mouth to smell. It causes the lips to get parched and to swell. Therefore, she does not have to do that, and that's the raya. That's the shita in our Mishnah. Only by Roman flax. That's what does this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Avila Chizulam Yeshvachos. Rabbi Eliezer says at the end of the Mishnah, even if she brings in 100 shvachos, she still has to work with a semer because batalo alita zima. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer of Malkiyo Omer of Adav Rava Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. We pass on like Rabbi Eliezer. Omer Rabbi Chanina Breder of Ika. Shvod shvachos v'gomos v'malkiyo blurry is a for makla v'gvina v'malkiyo. There are two people, v'malkiyo and v'malkiyo, and they each said three statements. We paskin like a certain shita in a certain sugya. These are six different sugyas listed. Rashi quotes all the sugyas. The one for us is shvachos. That's the one for us. So that's the rule. We paskin like v'malkiyo by the first three. We paskin v'malkiyo by these last three. Rav Papa Amar, no, a different rule. Masnisen u masisa Ramalkiya, Shmaitz Ramalkiya. If it's a Brisa, then we pass him like Ramalkiya, and Malkiya, and a Shmaitz, just a statement of an Amora, we pass him like Ramalkiya. The Simanech, how do you know that? Masnisa Malkusa. That Rav Malkiya, that's the Melech, Malkusa, that's the Masnisa goes but like the king. My Benai, was there any difference between these two rules? If you work out the math, Igemanai was Shvachos. So Shvachos, our case, is the difference between the two. Fine. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, finishing up, Hainu Tanakama, the last line of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Batala leads to Shiyamum, isn't that the same Shita that Batala leads to Zima? Boredom or Zima, what's the difference? Ikimenayu, Dimitalala Begurayasa, Kitsanayasa, Vinadarshir. If she has other hobbies, that's the difference. She's not going to be bored, but it's still Kalita Zima because it's Dvarim Batala. What are her hobbies? She plays with little dogs, Nadarshir, chess. Poskim say this means chess. Okay, that takes us through the malachas. Mishnah. Hamad is Zizh Mitash Shemita. If a man makes a neder from his wife from Tashmash Shemita, what does that mean? He's not allowed to say, I'm not going to have Tashmash with you. He's not allowed to do that. It's a chiv ona. It might be daraisa. No, if he makes a neder, Hanas Tashmish, your Hanas Tashmish is also on me. He's answering on himself. So that's a neder that's chal.
So Beishami Orim Shesha Basos, Beishami Orim Shabbos Achas. Beishami says, if the neder is a 2-week neder, so then fine, we'll allow it. But if it's any more than 2 weeks, we say, no, the neder is not chal, you have to be Meshamish with her now, it's against what we would allow. Beishami Orim says, no, 1 week, Shabbos Achas. If it's a 1-week neder, that's fine, but anything more than 1 week, we would not allow. The Ran and Nedarim says, this is a neder Shein Bo Mamish. And we paskin neder Shein Bo Mamish is a Nisat Rabbanan. So how does the neder Shein Bo Mamish get out of a Chiyuv Ona Daraisa? So you know what the Ran says? Nedarim tesvav, yesh koach liyad chachamim, laka davar minatar, v'shev al tasa. Yeah, this is the power of the chachamim. Right, number one, right, they can do it, v'shev al tasa. Then the Ran asks, I mitzvos lav lahenos mitnu. Only is a mitzvah. Right, so how is there even a nether? He can say, no, I'm doing a mitzvah. This is not included in my nether. So what's the answer? That principle does not apply with this hanos haguf. That's a big yisod in a mitzvah lav lahenos mitnu. If you make a nether from a certain well to go, you can't go into that well during the summer because it still cools you off. So here you're obviously getting hanos haguf also. Next, hatamidim yozel tamataris. Now we're going to talk about chiyuvim of different individuals in terms of their chiyuv ona, which is going to come up a lot more tomorrow. Hatamidim yozel tamataris shalom b'shus. Talmidim could go out to learn without asking permission from their wife Shloshim Yom, because that is the assumption. That's the assumption that they're learning, and therefore they're allowed to do that. I saw a quote of Shem Rav Yashiv that if they're Mevatel Torah at any point, they're not only being Mevatel Torah, they're being Mevatel the Chiv Ona. It's amazing, because the only reason that they're allowed to leave is because of Torah. So if they're being Mevatel Torah, they're Mevatel both things. Hapoel b'Shabbos Achas, workers once a week. Again, this is all what's expected at the beginning of the marriage. Ha'ona Amor b'Torah, ha'tayalin. What are tayalim? So the Gemara will quote different shadim what tayalim are. B'chol Yom. Every day, the Rambam says these are robust individuals that aren't machish themselves with any other work, so therefore, this is what is expected. Hapolim shtayim b'shabbos, hachamarim achas b'shabbos, other workers twice a week, donkey drivers once a week, gamal achas l'shoshim yom, camel drivers once a month, hasafanim achas l'shisha chadashim, ship sailors once every 6 months, sivir b'liezer. Again, these halachas, the poskim say, are not lemaisa, doesn't pay you on what profession you are, but it's generally what's expected in a relationship between a husband and a wife. Let's do two more lines. My time at the Beishamai. Why does Beishamai say 2 weeks is the limit? Gamri mi yoledes akeva. You learn that from a yoledes akeva. Mi doraisa. After a woman has a baby girl, she's tummy for 2 weeks. So you see, 2 weeks is understandable. Ubeisila gamri mi yoledes zachar. Yoledes zachar is only tummy for 1 week. Ubeisila nami nigru mi yoledes akeva. Why? So according to Beisila, there is a 2 week model. So why doesn't he say that's okay? No, imi yoledes gamri la hakinami. You're right. You're right. If it's a yoledes model, so then you learn it from the yoledes zachar. Ela beisila mi nida gamri la. He learns it from nida. Nida is Tami Midaraisa for 7 days. But my Kamifligi, what's this machlokas about? Mar Sover Midi Deshkiach and Midi Deshkiach. One says you compare Nida, which is common, to something else that is common. So what's common? So Rashi says the husband getting mad at his wife and saying, Hanos Tash Mishalai. That's common. So we'd rather Shimon Kubetza says, no, Bia is common. So Bia and Nida are common. Umar Sover Midi Duhugo Reimla, Midi Duhugo Reimla. He causes Yoledes and he causes the Neder, so therefore we compare those two. That's the machlokas between Bishama and Basil. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Omar Rav, Meshem, everybody should have a good Shabbos, Shabbos Chavron, and Meshem, we'll see you in a week and a half. Enjoy the Agadot that's coming up, Rabbi Akiva, 24 months, a lot of other Gemaras coming up, 24 years.